You're with Russ and Nadia on ABC Radio Perth.
We've been asking you what your favourite school canteen food was, and we've been inspired by St Norbert's College, which will this morning sell its 200,000th cheesy. This is a big day for the ladies in the canteen. Cindy McIntyre is the canteen manager. Good morning to you, Cindy.
Good morning.
Now, do you know roughly what time you will sell this cheesy today?
Look, it'll go off at recess today, so that's 10:50 today, and it'll just be a random student that picks the lucky one.
And what are they going to get for it, Cindy?
We're going to give them a $20 voucher to spend here at the cafe, so that's pretty exciting.
I love that you're calling it a cafe now, not a canteen.
Oh, yes.
See, it was a canteen in our day. You've all gone up market.
You're not serving the children coffee, are you?
No, we haven't gone that far, but certainly the humble cheesy is still there.
I'm so pleased it is, because it's brought back very fond memories for Nadia and I and a lot of people that we're listening to. Was it, when you went to school, was it a popular item?
Yeah, it certainly was. I was at Willerton High School a long time ago now, but, yeah, we certainly had them there.
Now, Cindy, how did you do the math? Like, what made you think about this and to work it out, just the fact that you're making 250 of these twice a week?
Yeah, look, to be honest, it was just a chat between the girls and I over a batch of cheesies, really. And so we sat down and worked out. Carmel's been here 10 years and Cheryl's been here 9. I'm 4. It just came about that it was coming up to the 200th. So we thought we'd make it something special.
Wow, so it's 30 trays of cheesies. That's 8 cheesies to a tray twice
Correct.
A week, 40
yep.
weeks a year, over 10 years.
That's it.
192,000.
Yeah, and we hit 200,000 today.
Wow, this is exciting.
What makes your cheesies better than the rest, do you think, Cindy?
We mix it up. We've got lots of nice different toppings. So there's 5-odd different toppings and then the original plain cheesy. And we do have a nice pizza sauce underneath. So, the kids love them.
How much do you charge for a cheesy?
So a plain cheesy is just $1. And then the ones with the toppings are $1.50.
You do baked beans, spaghetti, vegetarian, Hammond, pineapple, Hammond cheese. I love it. Obviously $1.50 for extra. Are cheesies still the most popular thing you sell?
I would think so, yes. Kids tend to walk out with maybe more than they should, 2 or 3 at a time. So, yeah, they are super popular.
And what sort of bread do you use?
It's just a hamburger bun. So either you get the seeded top or you get the bottom.
And do you toast them first before you put the cheese on top?
No. So plain bread, or the roll, sorry, with the sauce on top, grated tasty cheese, on the top, and then under the grill.
Under the grill. Now, do you do anything to your cheese? Because there's a bit of a secret to getting the cheese just right for a cheesy. There's another ingredient that you add. But I'm not sure if this is a little secret among canteen workers and I shouldn't be revealing it publicly, or should I be? Or should we keep
Please
it
do.
Secret?
We don't do this, but I have heard that there are...
Do you want to go on?
What's one you've heard?
Give us a couple. Mix it in with milk is what
with
I do.
Milk.
That's the key.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. It changes it. It just makes it better. It melts better. It's a little creamier. Try it.
I will.
It works.
It might tip us over the edge.
You'll sell another 250
exactly.
a week.
I don't know if we'll survive.
It's so nice to chat with you this morning, Cindy. We're very proud of you and your team there. We wish you the best of luck, and we can't wait to find out who it is that wins the prize.
Oh, bless. Thank you. Yeah, I'm just ready to start making them. So here's for a good day.